Kasha lula. Vakol parma to kasha nula. That's what Rashbam says. She posach the baruch, v'lechosim a baruch. When he made Havdolah, he just started off with the baruch ato Hashem, hamavdo v'kodesh l'chol, and that's it. He didn't end off with the baruch. Why not? The chur, it's a ribah bracha. It should have a few words in it, in Havdolah. So Amalach Ulu answers back, there's no kasha. Hatayi Havdolah is also just like birchas hamitzvahs. Why? Because birchas hamitzvahs, my time. How come we make a baruch l'sateh patzitzis? That's all we say. We don't have to end off with a baruch. Why is birchas hamitzvahs different? Mishum deidohi. It's only one haidoi. You're thanking Hashem for one thing. Like he's mekadesh us with this mitzvah. Is ho nami haidohi. The same thing by saying havdolah, it's only like one havdolah. It's only one haidoi. You're thanking Hashem that there's such a thing as a dividing between one and the other. So the Rashbam, Hainami Haidohi, V'yein bo hefsik dover acher. You don't talk about two things in Avdolom. Loi hefsik tachno, you're not asking for anything. Loi hefsik ritzu, you're not being ratza, praying for something. Hilkach, v'psichosan sagi, just that we end off, Baruch Ato Hashem, l'chenu melech elom, that's enough, amavdo, mekodesh tachor, that's it. V'loi domi lebrichas kiddish, it's not domi to the bracha we make on kiddish. She'etzorach lesape b'shabis, b'shvach shabis, we have to talk about the praise Shabbos or Birchas. Yeah. So there's not only to talk about Kiddush, we also talk about we praise Shabbos. He's saying Inyan Shvach and Inyan Mitzvah. That's why you end off with the Baruch. Or Birchas Yaitzior. She Yoshpay Hefsek Tachana. We also ask for something. Hegoyim Brachim Echor Rabim Rachim Aleinu. Or Birchas Ovis Yeshpa Divrei Ritzoi. Masarach Liftoich Lesayim Shvach Hashemokim. You have to begin and end off with Shvach Hashemokim. Does the Rashbam say, in other words, that when you speak about one thing in the Baruchah, you only have to start off with the Baruch and not end off with the Baruch. That's why we say Lesatev Patzitzis or by Birchas Aperis, Baruch creates. We're only talking about one thing, Baruch creates. So since it's only one Indian, you just have to start and not end off. By Kiddush and by Yetzirah, the reason why those Baruchas, we start with the Baruch and then with the Baruchah, because we talk about two different things in the middle. We talk about Kiddush and about the Shvach Shabbos and Yetzir Bereishis. We talk about a few things in Kiddush. Masheken here by Avdolah, you're only talking about one thing, Hamavdu Bekodesh Tachoyol, so maybe it's enough just to start off with the Baruch, and you don't have to end off with the Baruch. So therefore, it's not a Kasha Anula. Yeah. Right. Rav Chanina, Ba'ashalmiya, the Talmidi the Rav, had the Yasper the Sedusa. They were all sitting down having a meal together. The Koyolayo Rav Hamnuna Saba. And Rav Hamnuna Saba, he was the waiter, he was serving them. Omrulay, they told them, Zil Chazi, while they're eating by us on Friday, they started to eat Friday, 12 o'clock, let's say, and the Suda took a long time. Before you know it, was almost Shabbos already. So the Suda, Friday Suda, went into Shabbos. So they told Omrulay, Zil, the Sama told the Shamish, Zil Chazi imekadish yoyma. Go tell me, did it become Shkia ready? Like, is it time that Shabbos is here ready? Because if it's Shabbos now, Nafsik will stop our meal right now. The Nikva l'Shabbatah. And we'll be Kaveah now, the rest of the meal should be done. The covered Shabbos. That's what they ask. So Rashbam says, the Yasir b'Sadosim. Erev Shabbos, it was an Erev Shabbos, v'richu bo ashech ha-sheichem. They took their long time, and the meal, mamish, went into night time. So they asked them, let's see, is it Lail or not? The Nafsik. The Akira Shulchan at the Rashbam. If it is Shabbos right now, we'll take away the Shulchan. The Nikve L'Sedaseinu B'Shabbat L'Shem Shabbos. And we'll bring it back again by says, after Kiddush, L'Kovet Shabbos. So that's what he is. Is it Shabbos yet or not? Omalei, so he answered back, L'Tzrichusa. You don't have to do this. You don't have to take away the table. You don't have to stop the meal right now. Shabbat Kovanasha. When Shabbos comes, it's Kaveh for itself. In the middle of the meal right now that it's Shabbos, automatically by itself, the meal becomes a meal for Shabbos. Said Rashbam, L'tzrichusa, L'hasik d'akira shulchan. You don't have to take away the table. K'dei l'havdil bein sudas chol l'suda Shabbos, to make a difference between the Friday meal and the Shabbos meal. The Shabbos hi kovod nafshim, l'sudasa, the meyacha shi yaseras aleinu, lecho meyata b'loy kiddush. Since the shita is not like Rabbi Yosi before, like Rabbi Yehuda shita, that as soon as it becomes Shabbos, you're not allowed to continue eating. You have to stop right now and make Kiddush. So since right now when it's Shabbos, you're not allowed to continue eating, is ain lecha hefsek godem izeh. Not the hefsek. That makes a difference. That shows us that what you're eating up until now was Friday's meal. What you're eating from now on, it's going to be Shabbos meal. Because you have a hefsek, something's there telling us that now you can't eat anymore until you make Kiddush. So the Kiddush alone makes the hefsek. Is chashiva yosek kva uyo. Eloch hefsek godom izeh. Umeyatzmo sude Shabbos chashiva nivdeles misudas choyom. V'day lechem mefrisas mape v'kiddush. All you have to do is just spread over, cover up the challah, and now make kiddush, and after kiddush, take off the cover, and that's called the suda by itself, it's called the cover shamus. The Yomar Rav, because Rav says, kishem shashabis kavas lemaiser. Just like on Shabbos, any food you eat is kavas lemaiser. The halacha is like this. Maiser, before it was goma malachtoi, before the pri came to its final stage, you're allowed to eat it, midiraisa, even if you didn't take off shumas and maisers. But midirabonan, you're not allowed to eat a sudas kva, only a sudas arai. A little snack you're allowed to eat, even before you take off shumas and maisers. As once you made a gemar malocha, then midiraisa it's terrible, you can't eat anything. But before you made the gemar malocha, the peris, even before you took off shumas and maisers, you're allowed to eat it, arai, a little bit you're allowed to eat. What about on Shabbos? On Shabbos we say no. Even a little snack you're not allowed to eat on Shabbos. Shabbos kavas lemaiser. Any little snack you eat on Shabbos, since Shabbos has an inyan of oinik Shabbos, so any little bit you eat is called like a sudas kva, and it's also tedious if you didn't take off the trumas and maisers. So kach Shabbos kavas lekiddush. The same thing for kiddush. Not that we have to make kiddush. As soon as you make kiddush, that's kaveya that now the meal is called the kavet Shabbos. And you don't have to take away the table. It's enough to leave the table there, just to make kiddush, and that alone makes it that Shabbos now is considered the meal of Lakavit Shabbos. So to Rashbam, Kishem Shekavas Lamaisa, Pirish, Achilas Arai, if eats a snack, Tishabbos Chashiva Oisa Kva, if you eat a snack on Shabbos, it is eating, you're eating a main meal. Lamaisa, Mimasech the Beitzah, Mishum Devi Oinig, on Shabbos is in your Oinig. Afilu sudas kolshu, any little sud you have on Shabbos, you're making the mitzvah oinig. Is a meila, it lies like a kfahu. V'yein oichlem v'shabbos afilu arvay mitfua, shle nigmo malachto lemaiser. Elim ken isu miyev Shabbos. If you have these fruits that were not kovas, not nigmo malachto, so even though a snack you'll not eat before trumas lemaiser, but on Shabbos, no. Because Shabbos is a chosh of a meal, any little bit eating of it makes it like a kfah. The same thing, kach kovas lekiddush. Sha'osa litoy machi kaddish. As soon as, even though you're eating your meal on Friday and it goes into Shabbos, as soon as it comes the time to make kiddush, you have to stop eating, and it's kovas le Shabbos now. Alma, what do we see? Mishachashecha hi chashuva achila Shabbos meleh. By itself, it becomes a kosher. So you don't have to take away the table. All you have to do right now when Shabbos starts, it's also for you to eat until you make kiddush. So just stop, cover up the challah, make kiddush, and then continue yisudin. The more sovi minay the rabbanon thought ki hecha de kovel a kiddush. The same way we say at the beginning of Shabbos is kavas le kiddush means that even though this is a Friday's meal and you're going into Shabbos, as soon as it becomes Shabbos by itself, it's also to continue eating. And first you have to make kiddush. That's the halacha that the kavas le kiddush. That means when it comes to zman to make kiddush, you have to stop eating. It's also teeth before you make kiddush. So they thought kach kavol avdolo. The same thing would apply by avdolo. If you are reading your Shalosh Shudis, and it's taken a long time, and you're going into Matzoy Shabbos, as soon as it becomes Tetzik Chovim, I would tell you, you have to stop your Shalosh Shudis, stop the meal, make Havdola first, and then continue your meal. That's the Havimina. Has Kach Kevas Lavdola. And at the end of Shabbos is an Indian to be Malav of the Shabbos. So as soon as Shabbos goes away, you're supposed to make Havdola right away. And at that time, Tak, it's also to continue eating. You'd have to stop your Shalosh Shudis and make Havdola then. That's what they thought. Amalu Rav Amram. Rav Amram said back to them, no. Hochi Yom Rav. This is what Rav said. Le Kiddush Kovas. It's true. Friday, if you're eating before Shabbos and it becomes Shabbos, you have to stop eating after beginning of Shabbos. It's Kodesh now. You can't eat until you make Kiddush. V'loila Avdolo. But it's not V'loila Avdolo Kovas. But it's not Kaveh for Avdolo. Even though Shabbos goes away, if you're in the middle of your Shalosh Shudis, you don't have to stop eating because there's no what's wrong? Like Faker. You continue eating your Suda Shabbos. It's still a Shalosh Shudis. Sada Rabbi, the longer you want to go, keep on going. You're not being revaz of the Shabbos by continue eating. Fakert, you're being Mamshech Shabbos. So their Havdolah is not Kavas. You don't have to stop your Shalosh Shudis in order to make Havdolah.
So the Rashbam kach kavas l'avdol. That was the Avmino. Kach yitziyosan. The same thing when Shabbos goes away is kavas l'avdol. Shim yoishvin ala shulchan. People sitting on the shulchan. V'chashaycha v'maytsoy Shabbos. They came now maytsoy Shabbos. As the Havamina is also lechel. You're not allowed to continue eating. Ad she yavdol. Didn't make avdol. Ad she yavdilu. V'yafal pish lo yasikin sudosan. Peris mapu mavdol. She yitziya Shabbos esrosan b'chilu v'kavas l'avdol. That was the Havamina. And he answered back, no. Havdol ainu kavas. The chivon sheisko besudis Shabbos uvoyjoyim. You started teach Shalosh Shudis when it was still Shabbos. Zeo kovet Shabbos vaker. That's the kovet Shabbos. Sheyegoyim esudosoyim. Finish this suda. This is the third suda of Shabbos. Af liyachash shechoshach. Even after it gets night time. Liyachash shegom esudosoyim yavdol. After you finish Shalosh Shudis, then you make avdolim. And Chorus treat it like this, because we hold, the longer you keep Shabbos, there is a Kedusha Shabbos there. Hey, it's up until you make Abdullah, until you daven Marav, there is a Kedusha Shabbos. To Shaila exactly what does it mean, but the taste of Shabbos is there for sure. So the longer you keep in Shabbos, the Suda Shabbos, you'd be Marach in Shabbos. So other Rabbis, it's a good thing to do, and you don't have to stop your Shalosh Shudis when it comes time to make Abdullah. So the Gemara, the Hani Mili, when is this said though, Linya Nifsik, only the Lema Sakinan. If you're in the middle of eating Shalosh Shudis, and now it becomes nighttime, you don't have to stop the Shalosh Shudis. You can continue eating your Shalosh Shudis. Avol Aschulei Lema Sklinan. But if you didn't start eating before, you're not allowed to start eating when it comes time to make Avdolah. As when it comes now, Tetzichovim, like we usually hold after Shkia, already you should not start eating. Or even after Shkia you could. Mishmur says if you didn't eat Shalosh Shudis yet, for a good half an hour after Shkia you could still eat. As long as not a half an hour before, say before Marav. But I call upon him, if you already had your Shalosh Shudis, then you should not start eating now a second time before when it comes the time to make Avdolah. Avlaskulem lemeskulin. Fight him. That we say you don't have to stop eating if you started to eat beforehand, it's only if you're eating something. Let's say you weren't having a Shalosh Shudis meal. You just started to drink. You started to drink wine, let's say at the near the end of Shabbos, after Shkia. And you kept on drinking. By drinking alone, we say when it comes the time to make Havdalah, you have to stop drinking. You're not allowed to drink now before you make Havdalah. So Rashbam, Hani Milud Loi Masakir Bachila, only by eating. Avol Ishtiyah Lav Dova Choshevu. If you're already sitting down to drink something, it's not so Choshev. O Mivsakum Avdom. Then you have to stop, because that's called Stam, you're eating now before Avdolom. And the Loch is, you're not allowed to eat or drink before you make Avdolom. So if you're in the middle of a meal, that's a Dova Choshev, you're allowed to continue eating. But if you're not in the middle of a meal, you're just drinking, that's not Choshev, it's considered now like you're starting to drink, and before Avdolom, you're not allowed to drink. It's only on beer, wine and beer. If you want to drink water, this man there holds you could drink water even right before Avdolah. So the moral pligi the Rav Huna, he argues on Rav Huna. The Rav Huna chazilu gavri. Rav Huna saw a person. The shosa maya koydim Avdolah. That before he went to make Avdolah, this person went to drink water. Omalei told him, aren't you afraid that you'll get the sickness called a sachra, some type of choking sickness? We learned over the name of Rabbi Akiva. Whoever eats anything or drinks anything before you make Avdolom, misosav yasachra. You should know the mis you'll have will be with this type of a choking, a sachra. So Huri told him, like, why aren't you afraid? How come you're drinking this, how come you're drinking this water now before Avdolah? If you drink the water before Avdolah, it's a shalaf and a sachra. You may get this choking, you choke to death. So Mara, Rabbonan, Devei Ravashi, Lekafti Amaya. But Rabbonan and Ravashi, they were not makbid upon water. They were mako that to drink water even before you make Avdolah. So Ravashi, Lekafti Amaya, Akame Avdolah, before making Avdolah. But that's for sure, before you make Kiddush Friday night or Shabbos in the morning, you shouldn't even drink something. Mishum Kovet Shabbos. That's the meaning of Kovet Shabbos. V'yochi yuchziz da'locha. V'shamina na mishimoye sudim b'shabbos v'echshir goyim kol sudosin. V'mazam nav yachkach v'avdilim. That lo yisui shalosh shudosh continues on, then for sure you're allowed to continue reading up until whenever you get finished. Just if you didn't start eating and you want to start eating now before Avdolah, you're not supposed to start eating before Avdolah. And who adin about drinking something, wine and beer, for sure you shouldn't. Water is a charlatan. Some say yes, some say no. Boy, Menei Ravina, Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak. Mi shaloi kiddush b'erev Shabbos. Somebody did not make kiddush Friday night. Mal shekadosh b'erev kol yom kulei. What about Shabbos in the morning? Could he make kiddush? Not like we do Shabbos in the morning just on a Baruch Pir Gofen, but what about to make no kiddush? If you didn't make the kiddush Friday by night, could you make the kiddush Shabbos in the morning, the whole nusach of kiddush? Is Amalei, so he answered back, Mi diyamri b'nei Reb Chiya. Since the Sildar of Chiya said, Mi shlehivdu b'moitzoy Shabbos. Somebody forgot to make Havdolah. And Moitzoy Shabbos alocher is, Mavdu v'hoyla kol ha-Shabbos kuloi. He's allowed to go and make Havdolah the rest of the week. So the Chur, you see, even after this man Havdolah, you're still allowed to make Havdolah. His Zochinam and the Fenshin's reply here also, that Mishla Kiddush Bera Shabbos, if somebody did not make the real Kiddush Friday night, he's allowed to make that Kiddush Shabbos morning. When he wakes up Shabbos morning on the Kais, he makes the whole Kiddush. And that's why we hold Halacha like that. So Rashbam says, that we say Mavdu B'Holich, Kol HaShabbos Kuloi, it doesn't really mean the whole week. Ad Revi, up until Wednesday, B'Shabbos, still come on. That the Gemara will soon say, you're allowed to make Avdolah up until Tuesday night. That's the last time you can make Avdolah. So the same thing applies by Friday night also. If you didn't say Kiddush Friday night, you could say Kiddush on Shabbos morning. Eis V'yad HaKash V'nyu. Leile Shabbos V'leile Yom Tov. Yesh Ben Kiddush HaLakos. You're supposed to make Kiddush HaLakos. V'yesh Ben Askaron V'birchas HaMozen. And when you bench, you have to say Ritzay in benching. Shabbos V'yom Tov. What about on the day of Shabbos? Not the night. Not Friday night. But the day of Shabbos V'yom Tov. Ein Ben Kiddush HaLakos. You don't have to make Kiddush HaLakos. But you don't make the nusach like we make a kiddush. We just say a baruch pri agofen, but we don't say any kiddush on the kais. V'yesh ben askara brichas amozin. But when you bench Shabbos morning, you have to say ritzay also. Now the question is, if you're going to tell me that me shaloi kiddush there on Shabbos, whoever did not make kiddush Friday night, the lachar is mikadosh v'ro kol yom kuloi, he's allowed to say kiddush even Shabbos by morning. Or the zoyin Shabbos v'yom tiv nami mishkachas luhu v'yesh ben kiddush al kais. Sometimes it could come out that Shabbos morning and Yom Tov by morning, your mama has to say a nusach of Kiddush ala kais. Not like we do. Our Kiddush Rab, we say in the morning, the ik of Kiddush Rab is only to say, Baruch Pri Agofen, that's all. That we say, Shabbos before, that's just some meaning. But the ik of Kiddush is just Baruch Pri Agofen. Kiddush ala kais means to say the nusach we say Friday night. And that we don't say by daytime. But the question is, if you could tell me a case where a person doesn't say it Friday night, he has to say the whole nusach of Kiddush Shabbos morning. So why does the Braita say in Shabbos morning there's no Kiddush HaLakos? Sometimes you do have a Kiddush HaLakos Shabbos morning. So my answer is Pashit. And the Gemara, D like Kiddush in the middle of the Moshkasha. For the Gemara, Yom Tov Nami Mishkachas Lo. The Eish Ben Kiddush HaLakos. D like Kiddush Meyurta Mekarash Lamocher. In a case where he didn't make Kiddush at night, he has to make Kiddush HaLakos next morning. Or Malais, he answered back simply, Di like Ketoni. The Braita is not talking about if something happened. The Braita is talking about normal cases. Normal cases, everybody makes Kiddush Friday night. So if you make Kiddush Friday night, Shabbos morning, you do not have to make a Nuster of Kiddush ala Kais. That's why it's good as Braita, that when do we say Kiddush ala Kais only Friday night or Yom Tov by night? But by daytime, we don't say Kiddush. I can tell me one case, a modern case, the guy didn't make Kiddush Friday night. Di like Ketoni. This Bryce is not talking about the if that happens. It's talking about normal cases. So therefore, there's no kashin. That's the lachon. And if you forgot to make Kiddush Friday night, you could make Kiddush B'yom. Right.
Yeah. Now, on the top of the Yomid and of Kufay, that the Gemara is the kasha lula. The Gemara is the kasha nula. That al kam ula made havdola. All he just said is Baruch to Hashem. L'chinam melachol l'mavdo b'kiddush l'chol. And the Gemara's question was that there's a Bryce that says, Kol ha-brachas kulum paseach b'baruch v'chaisim hem b'baruch. Is he supposed to start with the baruch and end off with the baruch? How come Ula only started with the baruch and did not end with the baruch? Now, Tosis asked the question on Rashi. This is the way of the Rashbam. We learned Pshat before in the Rashbam. He learns Pshat and Ula, that what the Gemara says, that Ula's Havdolah was just Hamavdol b'chirish l'chol, that was all that he said, like Sulay. All he said was Baruch Atah Hashem l'chinam al-achol v'mavdol b'chirish l'chol. That's all he said. So Tosis asked the question, if that's all he said, like what's the Gemara's kasha now on Ula? What's the Gemara asking on Ula? How come he didn't start with the Baruch and end off with the Baruch? why is this pshita like this is doima to Brichas HaPeiros? Brichas HaPeiros, when you make a bracha borah prehates, the Rashbam said the reason why it only starts with a bracha and does not end, because it's a ksara, it's a short nusach, you don't say too much. So if all ulas said by Avdolah was also just bracha mavda b'zeresh l'chol, what was the havamin, what was the Gemara's question? For sure it's only a short bracha, you shouldn't have to say more than just a baruch. Therefore, Tosis learns that Avad and Ula Takya said could be the whole Nusach of Avdolah. The only thing was he did not end off with anything, like Tosis says. And Tosis says, V'nira the Ula Oma Nami called Shach Avdolas. Ula Takya said the rest of Avdolas, Ben Kresh Lechor, Ben Ola Hoshech, Ben Yisrael Amin. The Yishtip Loi Chasima. The only thing was, Ula did not say any Chasima, didn't say any ending to it. So therefore, the Morris question was, the Avimina is, it's a long bracha. He's saying, Hamavla b'kodesh l'chor, b'nei l'choshech, b'nei yisrael amim. Since you're saying a few words there, that should be considered a long bracha, and you should have to end off with a bracha. And that the Gemara answers, no. Even though you have a few words in the bracha, a little bit longer, you do not have to end off with a bracha unless you have around two inyanim in the bracha. But Kol Zaman, you're only talking about one direct thing, only about Havdalah here, you would not have to make end off with a baruch. Now later we have the Shaila about before you make Havdalah, are you allowed to eat or not? Like you said, even though you don't have to stop eating the Sud if you started before, but to start eating, you're not allowed to start eating before Havdalah. Now there was a Shaila, what about drinking water? So that was a Shaila in the Gemara. One man Yama said it was Mutter, and one man Yama said, no, it's a Shaila from a Sakona. If you're allowed to even drink water, if you're thirsty before you make Havdalah. So the Mechaba Paskins like this, and Simon rates it's raised tzaddik test, that also lechol shum dover, or yafilu lishtos yayin, or yishar mashkin, chutz mimayim, mishatech shach ad sheyavdol. That when it comes nighttime on Mitzvah Shabbos, if you do not make Havdalah yet, you're not allowed to eat or drink anything. Only water. So mashkin, the Mechaba holds that water is mutter to drink before Havdalah. Let's say somebody was eating shalashudis that he started from before, and then it's night time. Ain't sorf lahavsik. You do not have to stop. And afilu mishti. You do not even have to stop from drinking then. Let's say somebody was only sitting and drinking. He was not having a meal. And then it becomes night time. Sorf lahavsik. You have to stop. Whereas drinking that we had is not a chosh of a thing, you have to stop drinking. Now this drinking, according to the Mechaber, is talking about you drinking beer or wine, something choshev. But just water alone, that we hold mikra din, you are allowed to drink before Havdalah. Now the Mechaber says a loshin that you're not allowed to eat if you didn't start before, mishatech shach ad sheyavdol. Once it becomes nighttime, you can't eat before you make Havdalah. So the Mishnah Berurah says, what does it mean when it comes to Techshach? He says, V'afilu b'sofich ha-sheicha. V'ayin le-yel, that we learned before, the naktinam l'sofich ha-sheicha take-off mishashoko ha-chama. As soon as it becomes shkiyas ha-chama, the sun set, you should know then you are not supposed to eat before you make Havdalah. Now he says, this is providing that the person already ate shalosh udis, and he benched, let's say. But he says, mikol makom nirali, t'linyin achila sudish lishis. Let's say somebody did not eat shalosh udis yet. He did not eat his third meal. And it already became shkia. It already became sunset, and now it's a sofich hasheicha. Is there an issue for him to eat before he made Havdalah? So he says, Bavadai tzorech lechol. For sure, this person still has to eat shalosh udis. Afilu wacha shkia, even though it's now after shkia. For yafilu l'shar achila. Im mutoyiv lechol lishtos gamchem el hachmir, ad chatzi shua koidim tzetzichovim. You don't have to be machmir if you're hungry and you want to eat. You're allowed to eat as providing it's not a half an hour before tzesik chovim. When it becomes that late already, you're not allowed to eat for a different reason. Because before marav, you're not allowed to eat. In other words, a half an hour before tzesik chovim, the time to daven marav, you're also not allowed to start to eat then before you daven kriyashma in marav. See here also, As long as there's still a half an hour till tzesik chovim, you are allowed to sit down now to eat your shalosh udis, because even though it's after mishatech shach, it's after shkia, but if you did not eat shalosh udis, there's a mitzvah to eat it, so you should still hop around and eat the shalosh udis. It's only if you already ate the meal, you already ate shalosh udis, and you benched, Now, to sit down to eat something else, you should not eat until you make Havdalah on buying Metzoyah Shabbos. However, to drink water, that would be mutter. Or else the Mishnah Berurah says a chiddush that even if you're just hungry, as you already ate Shalosh Shunis in the early afternoon, and now you became hungry, you want to eat a little bit more, as long as it's a half an hour before Tzadik Chavim, it would be mutter still to eat. But if you're not that hungry, just time you want to eat something, then that's the Mechabes Halacha, that Mishatech Shech, once it becomes nighttime, which means even a Suffolk nighttime, you have to Shkia, then you should not eat anything until you make Havdalah first. However, the Mefarshim speak out, like the Ran, that it's only mutter to drink water before you make Havdalah on Metzoyah Shabbos. However, at the beginning of Shabbos, before you make Kiddush, it's also even to drink water. All right, we'll stop here. You have Daf Kuf Hei, Amir Aleph, the bottom Gemara. Eisvet, Nehavakashi. So Shala was, if you didn't make Kiddush at night time, Friday night, can you still make Kiddush Shabbos by Yom? So he said yes, that even though you didn't make Kiddush Shabbos by night, that was Boyim Menei Revinim Rav Nachum Yitzchuk, Mishla Kiddush Be'er Shabbos, Mash Gash Rolikul Yom Kuloim, Amalei answered back that you could make a Kiddush. Eisvei Havakashi. As a locham, Kvoid Yom, Ukvoid Laila, Kvoid Yom Kvoidim. That as Shala, you're supposed to spend money to buy food. You don't have enough food in your house. Where should you eat the food? Should you eat the food Friday night, by Shabbos by night? Or should you wait till Kvod Yom, to leave the food better for Shabbos by daytime? As when should you have a bigger meal? Friday night or Shabbos by Yom? So halacha is that Kvod Yom comes before Kvod Laila. You're supposed to leave over the food, the better food, for Shabbos by daytime. There's more covered Shabbos to eat the food by daytime than eat it by night. Shashi Kvod Yom Kvod Laila. Imein lo yayin harbe. First, it doesn't have a lot of wine. Le suda. Oimini megodim yinichom ad hayom. You don't have a lot of food for Shabbos, so you shouldn't eat that much Friday night. Rather, leave the food for Shabbos by day. There's a bigger covered Shabbos to eat the food by daytime of Shabbos than Friday by night. What about imein lo yelo koisechon? Let's say somebody only has one kois of yayin. That's all he has in his house. Came Shabbos, he only has one kois of yayin. What should you do with this kois? So the Brisa says, Oimer Olo,